We're going to take a little time in the Word before we go to prayer this evening. And the subject that we're going to be looking at this evening is our source of true peace and security. Security is a term that a lot of people are using today. You'll get phone calls at supper hour. It's interesting, I have on my landline, which is not the church line, but the landline, I have a statement on my answering machine. This is John Pereira. I want to thank you for your phone call. Please leave your name and telephone number, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. If you're a salesman, please leave your name and telephone number, and I'll call you at supper hour. I get a lot of security calls. People are interested in the subject of security. We're living in a security-conscious world. You know what our problem is? We're looking for the security in the wrong places. What do the following names bring to your recollection? Are you ready? ADT, Safe Touch, Front Point, First Alert, Protect America, Link Interactive, Xfinity. What are these things? Very clearly, security systems. People are concerned about living in security. You have home invasions today in broad daylight. 30, 40 years ago, that was unheard of. Today, you have people that are involved in all types of domestic disturbances. Today, people are security conscious. Today, senior citizens depend on what? Social security. By the way, that's the greatest Ponzi scheme that was ever legally devised. But nonetheless, they call it social security. Our country, since 9/11, has had what? Homeland security. 11 days after September the 11th, that's the 22nd of September, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge was appointed as the first director of the Office of Homeland Security at the White House. But people are concerned with homeland security. Everywhere we look, people are concerned about peace, tranquility, and security. Our president has armed Secret Service bodyguards surrounding him everywhere he goes, his wife, his children. He'll probably have it for life. He doesn't have to worry about gun-free zones and gun control when you got that kind of military entourage with you. We talk about border security, don't we? Again, people are interested in security. We have 12 million illegal aliens since last counted in 2012. Banks and armored transport services have what? Security guards. Schools, colleges are clamoring for increased security to the point where they're even discussing in Tallahassee students with concealed weapons licenses being allowed to carry weapons on campus. People have different concepts of security, but one thing is for sure, everyone is looking for it. Webster defines security as freedom from care, freedom from anxiety and fear. And yet, you know, the truth of the matter is nothing is further from the truth in describing our nation. Our nation is fearful today. First thing I want us to take a look at in the book of Amos chapter 5 and verse 19. Amos chapter 5, verse 19. If we'll take the time to look at that portion of scripture. In the book of Amos chapter 5, we are very, very clearly reminded that man's system of security is doomed for failure. That's the first point that I want us to look at today. Man's system of security is doomed to failure. You know, security systems, and I mentioned a good number of them to you, every one of them, if you know enough, can be disarmed. People will go to jail for breaking and entering, and they'll meet some other clever devil who tells them, "What are you in here for?" "Oh, well, I tried to break into a home, but the security system got me." "Well, what kind of security system was it?" "Oh, it was ADT. "Silly, listen to me. I can tell you how to beat that." So he leaves prison more of a clever devil than when he went in, because they compare notes. Security systems can be disarmed. Passwords can be compromised. Look at the Hillary syndrome that we're facing today in our nation. Look at the NSA, the National Security Agency, as Edward Snowden would tell us, can be compromised. Leaks take place. Every day we receive phone calls and information. Well, in the book of Amos chapter 5 and verse 19, you have what I would consider the frantic attempt of the world to find peace and security. It describes the futility of man seeking for security apart from God's blessing. And isn't that really what we're doing as a nation? We want the benefits of peace and security, but we don't want to do it God's way. And we've made all of the wrong choices, and then we're expecting to avoid the whirlwind. You know, you don't sow to the wind and then pray for crop failure. And that's exactly what our world is doing today. In Amos chapter 5, notice the description here, describing God's people. "As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him." Isn't that a picture of the world today? Running from a lion and he runs into a bear. Or he's running and he sees light at the end of the tunnel and it's a locomotive headed towards him. That's what the world is experiencing. Or he goes into the house to rest, to find a little bit of shade and rest, and he leans his hand on the wall because he's so tired from working, and a snake bites him that was fastened there. There's no peace for the wicked, the Lord says. Man's security system is doomed for failure. And we're not just talking about the 2008 stock market crash and the financial collapse, but people today are putting their faith and trust in the almighty dollar. They're putting their faith and trust in their careers or in their youth or other transient, fleeting things. And it's like the man who says, "I'm going to climb the prosperity ladder," and at the end of his life, he finds out that the ladder is leaning against the wrong building. Well, we're going to see point number two. Not only does man's system of security, not only is it doomed to failure, but number two, true security can only come from the Lord. You know, you could have the security of Fort Knox, and if you can't sleep at night, because you're running from God. If you can't sleep at night because you're worried about what the stock market is going to do. If you can't sleep at night because you're one step ahead of the FBI that's looking for you. If you can't sleep at night because you're afraid that that druggie that you owe money to, that you did a bad deal to, he's coming to get you or your family. Security, home security, guard dogs, German shepherds around your property, Doberman pinschers, whatever the Rottweilers, it's not going to give you the peace that only the Lord can. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 31, the Bible says, "The horse is made for the day of battle, but safety comes from the Lord." Today, and I believe in a strong military, and I believe in law enforcement. But you know, the Bible tells us, because of the transgressions of the land, many are the princes thereof. If you don't have God's blessing upon your nation, no amount of officers, militia, will be able to provide safety that can only come from the Lord. And we're looking for peace and security today in all the wrong places. I talk to high school students, and I ask them, what's your goal in life? And their goal is to make money. Their goal is to have that beach home. Their goal is to have this type of car. Their goal is to be able to take vacations and travel the world. And from the very beginning, from the get-go, they're putting their faith and trust in a faulty system that's doomed to failure. But true security can only come from the Lord. Turn to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 14, and we'll read this scripture here. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 14. I like this little chorus. It says in Hebrews 6, 14, and we're going to be singing a little chorus here. I'm looking at verse 19, Hebrews 6, 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Boy, we need that. We need an anchor. And notice, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. You know this little verse, does it remind you of a little chorus? We have an anchor. Do you know it? It comes from this little verse right here. An anchor, steadfast and sure. Why don't we sing it together, okay? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. And that's the security that the Lord gives to us. And thank the Lord for His eternal security. Thank the Lord for His promises. I was just recently speaking with one teacher that said, well, I believe in eternal security, but I don't believe that God's promises to Israel were eternal promises. Interesting how we can pick and choose. Every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord is steadfast and sure. It's immutable. It comes from the one who is the Amen, the true one. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the security that we have in our Lord. And Lord, the world's security is a peace that is compromised, flawed, and doomed to failure. Help us, Lord, and forgive us for the many times that we have looked to the things of this world to provide the security that only the Spirit of God can provide for us. Forgive us, Lord, for failing to sustain ourselves in your word, reading your promises, claiming them as we should. Forgive us for listening to the voice of the devil and the voice of the world and not listening to the still small voice of the Spirit of God. And so often we've gone to worry and restlessness, sleeplessness, Lord, because we're looking to the wrong security. Help us, Lord. Help us to trust in you. And we do pray for our nation as we gather together tonight, that our nation would turn to you and realize that, yes, the horse is made for the day of battle, but true safety can only come from the Lord. May we return to your precepts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.